here's a story from The World.
The United States has a new top diplomat. Antony Blinken was confirmed today as Secretary of State. He even got some bipartisan support in the Senate. Blinken's going to have his work cut out for him. The list of big global challenges he faces includes a pandemic, climate change, and repairing fractured relationships. Then there's Russia. President Biden had his first conversation with Vladimir Putin today. Behind the telephone pleasantries, though, there's a lot U.S. diplomacy is going to have to contend with at the Russia desk. For more on that, here's The World's Daniel Offman.
President Trump's relationship with Russia was complicated.
It would be great if we could get along with Russia, just so you understand that. Now, tomorrow you'll say, Donald Trump wants to get along with Russia. This is terrible. It's not terrible. It's good.
That was February 2017. It was a message Trump repeated throughout his presidency. But the real shocker came in July 2018 in Helsinki. Standing on a stage next to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump was asked if he agreed with U.S. intelligence agencies. They concluded that Russia tried to meddle in the 2016 presidential election.
They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Here was a sitting U.S. president saying he trusts Putin over his own intelligence community. There's a new president in the White House, and now a new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. But U.S. lawmakers are still plenty worried about Russia. Here's Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, laying out some of those concerns during Blinken's confirmation hearing.
Navalny, his poisoning and his arrest.
That's Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, probably Putin's harshest critic.
SolarWinds.
That's the massive computer hack that experts attribute to Russia.
Bounty on U.S. soldiers.
Allegations that Russia paid Taliban militants bounties to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. And Menendez went on.
Election interference, the use of chemical weapons to assassinate opponents in different parts of the world. Clearly, Russia must face consequences for its actions. Otherwise, it thinks it can continue to violate the international order.
So where does Antony Blinken stand on all of this? His response to Menendez offers some insight into the Biden administration's thinking on Russia.
The things you mentioned are egregious in so many ways. The president-elect has been very clear that there need to be costs and sustained consequences.
Blinken mentioned that the administration has the tools it needs to impose sanctions against bad actors. He went on to articulate a vision for U.S. foreign policy that's distinct from Trump's America First approach.
American leadership still matters. The reality is the world simply does not organize itself.
That's Blinken addressing the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee last week during his opening statement.
When we're not engaged, when we're not leading, then one of two things is likely to happen. Either some other country tries to take our place, but not in a way that's likely to advance our interests and values, or maybe just as bad, no one does, and then you have chaos. Either way, that does not serve the American people.
Even before his confirmation, Blinken spoke up about what he sees as human rights violations abroad, including in Russia, where authorities detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny a little over a week ago.
Mr. Navalny is a voice, I think, for millions and millions and millions of Russians, and their voice needs to be heard in Russia. And the attempts to silence that voice by silencing Mr. Navalny is something that we strongly condemn.
Beyond human rights, Blinken also sees potential for the U.S. and Russia to cooperate on global security. He said one of the Biden administration's first goals will be to extend the New START treaty that puts limits on the nuclear arsenals of both countries.
New START is not some kind of gift we give to the Russians. It's manifestly in our self-interest in terms of giving us a predictable cap on the core of Russia's nuclear arsenal, as well as giving us tremendous access to data. And inspections that we otherwise wouldn't have. And so, in our judgment, it is certainly in the national interest to extend it.
Managing the relationship with Russia will be tricky. But Blinken has at least one real advantage, says former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul. He worked with Blinken during the Obama years.
He's so comfortable in his own skin. This is not a person with a giant ego. He's not going to be worried about the kind of knife fighting that sometimes happens within administrations because he's so confident in his relationship with President Biden.
McFaul says that that's important to be successful as Secretary of State. World leaders need to know that Blinken truly speaks for the president, that they are in complete lockstep. The new administration's first challenge with Russia will come soon. The New START treaty is set to expire in less than 2 weeks. For the world, I'm Daniel Offman.